Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I hope you'll stick with us here this afternoon. We've got an important program planned for today. Some things that you can make a difference here in Ohio in the lives of the unborn. And we are going to be joined here with a guest here momentarily, waiting for our guest. But we are going to be talking about issue one here on the program this afternoon. Very important issue, a lot of confusion about it, a lot of misunderstanding about it. But we're going to be talking about it here on the program today. So if you've been hearing things about issue one and you want to find out some more about it, I hope you'll stay tuned with us and share the information with a friend. Let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We pray that you would bless the program. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing. Help us be an encouragement to somebody today. And help us to point people that are searching to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you. And all things, help us to lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're joined today by our special guest, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And as I said, this is an important issue that we're going to be talking about, and it'll be on the ballot on August 8th, a special election. And you need to know about this, and you need to let people know about it as well. And I believe Chris is with us now. Chris Long, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Pastor Al, good to be with you.
Well, it's good to be with you today. The smoke appears to be abating somewhat here across the area, and a little more clarity coming. And as the smoke dissipates, I hope we can clear away some of the smoke and fog that's been put out in regards to issue one as we talk about this on the radio today. But again, welcome to the program. And before we jump into things that I forget, tell people who you are. A lot of people know who you are, but I'll let you give a quick synopsis there yourself.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. I am the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. I'm privileged to serve the organization, and we serve the churches statewide in providing public policy alerts, what's happening in Columbus, also in Washington, D.C. We provide educational resources as a voter guide. We also provide materials for churches conduct their own nonpartisan voter registrations. In fact, the voter registration deadline for August 8th is coming up on July 10th, so there's just one Sunday left it would be this Sunday and the next Sunday. Yeah, two Sundays left to conduct a voter registration at your church before the deadline of July 10th, and then early voting begins July 11th. We also provide scorecards from time to time, how votes are being cast in Columbus and also in Washington. And, of course, people can receive our email, and that way they receive these alerts directly in their email. We're also on Facebook. Just search for our membership page, the Ohio Christian Alliance. They can follow us there. Also on Twitter. You'll see us on Twitter. And let's see, what else? Also our newsletter. So through our website, you can go to our website at Ohio Christian Alliance and sign up for our email newsletter, and we'd be happy to provide that for folks. But yeah, it's all eyes on August 8th, and it's just 40 days from today to the election, so it's coming very quickly.
Oh, it's hard to believe how fast it's coming. It just seems like it was just spring. Well, it was just spring not too long ago, and the summer just started. But on June the 22nd, I think it was a week ago Thursday, it had the Ohio Christian Alliance Freedom Banquet there at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. And it was an unusual format for your Freedom Banquets there. Rather than one main speaker, you had a series of speakers that were there, everybody from Frank LaRose, the Ohio Secretary of State, to Robert Sprague, the Ohio Treasurer of State, and then, of course, Brian Stewart, who's a state representative for the 12th District of Ohio, Ohio House District, and then Mike Gonadakis from President Ohio Right to Life, Bernie Marino, who's a prominent Cleveland businessman who I would point out is running for Senate, the U.S. Senate. And then, of course, yourself as President of Ohio Christian Alliance speaking. And I remember telling you afterwards all the trouble that you had trying to line up a main speaker. I think that the way that it wound up with a variety of people talking about issue one and the importance of issue one, that it was the best format for what you were trying to do. I think the Lord really blessed. And if you would like to share some highlights from that.
Well, that's right. I would agree with your assessment there, Pastor Al, because this is a good time to hold a rally on issue one, and it's our annual Freedom Banquet. It's a fundraiser for the Ohio Christian Alliance. We provide these free resources to the church, the bulletin insert, of course, on issue one. By the way, it's available on our website at Ohio Christian Alliance. If people want to go there, they can download and print the bulletin insert for their family and friends and also for your church. Yet there's also a request voter guides for your church. This is the bulletin insert, and we'll ship that out to you. Just fill out the information there on the link on the website. But you're right. It turned out really well to have the various speakers talk on issue one. Representative Brian Stewart, who actually led the charge in the Ohio House with HJR 1, which was the opportunity for Ohioans to vote to safeguard our Constitution by increasing the passage of any constitutional amendment to 60%. This is a very reasonable elevation of the threshold to pass a constitutional amendment for the state of Ohio. For a number of years, it's been just 50%, and we've had outside special interests take advantage of that. The gambling casinos a few years ago, of course, looked at Ohio as a money prospect, and they had millions of dollars to spend, and they did do just that, spend a lot of ads and pass those casinos in Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. I forget where else it is that they put a casino. It was either Youngstown or Dayton or Toledo. I forget which city that was, but all that to say, that was in our state constitution. It's one thing to pass a law, okay, but to amend your state constitution, and as it states in our literature, the U.S. Constitution has only been amended 27 times. The Ohio Constitution, adopted in 1803, has been changed 172 times. Now, understand something. The original constitutional process for amendments was not in our state constitution until 1912. When a progressive movement was moving across the country, and 26 states foolishly took this opportunity to amend their constitutions, only to lament it later. Now Ohio is only one of eight states left of the 26 with just a simple majority to amend our constitution. So it's like just 51%. So anybody with a big checkbook can come with some kind of tomfool idea, and if you can slick add your way to the ballot, you can get enough Ohioans to vote for your issue by the TV ads you put out there and the slick literature and the mailings, and really fool people. And we've had that over the years. We've got some really silly, stupid stuff in the state constitution. Unfortunately, we need to stop that, because now the radical left is coming at us with trying to legalize abortion to the ninth month of pregnancy. Think about that, folks, to the ninth month. All right. So that's many people, Pastor Al, even if they're not pro-life like you and I are to that degree, they think that that is appalling and it's an august. They don't want to see that happen. Well, if this radical abortion interest group is able to secure enough signatures, they have to turn them in by July 5th. That's just a week away. And if they're able to get on the ballot in November, after the signatures are vetted and they have enough to get on the ballot in November, hopefully in August, we can raise the threshold to 60%. They'll have to get over 60% to to pass that measure. And I don't believe in Ohio they can do that. Ohio is not like New York and California. It is a conservative state. lots of churches in this state, conservative churches and Christians, but they need to wake up. You know, the Bible says, "Awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Well, we have opportunity right now to make sure that we vote yes on issue one on August 8th to safeguard our Constitution and to safeguard our pro-life laws in the state of Ohio.
Well, you're absolutely right, Chris. And, of course, we're talking with Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And we're looking at issue one. It was very important. And I remember you had asked me to give the benedictory prayer at the Freedom Banquet there last week.
Yes.
And in the prayer, I don't write out the prayer beforehand. I just kind of, you know, pray as I feel God's leading me. And it occurred to me in the middle of while I was praying that, you know, this is fitting that there's only going to be one issue on the ballot August 8th, and that one issue is the only issue really that we ought to be concerned about right here at the moment, because it is so important. As you said, it'll protect the lives of unborn children by helping to defeat the pro-death camp's proposal for a very liberal, radical abortion on demand up until the time of birth amendment to the United States Constitution. And I would point out it's actually far less than 51% that's necessary right now. It can be as low as something like 50.00001% of the vote is all you need. And issue one, as you said, will raise that level to 60%, more of a supermajority, much more in keeping with the rest of the states and the U.S. Constitution. It'll also require something else that I think in the long run is going to be very important, and I really haven't heard people talk about it as much, but on your bulletin insert, and of course the Ohio Christian Alliance has a bulletin insert for churches, and I believe you said it's downloadable, right?
Yeah, that's right. They can click on it, and they can print it off, and they're free to duplicate that and share it with their family, friends, and folks at their church as well, and churches are free to print out the bulletin insert and make that available for their congregants as well. But we also have printed edition. If they'd like to us to ship them printed copies, we can do that as supplies are available. And right now we do have supplies available. So if they fill out that form of how much their church needs, we'll get those out to them.
And that's great. And I was going to say, this is something that I noticed when I was reading. And as I said, the insert is very informative, partly because it actually has the text that'll appear on the ballot for issue one, and it gives you a very good understanding what this will do. A lot of people wonder, well, what's the reason for this? And they'll ask, why do we need to change this? What's the reason? And of course, certainly to protect the unborn children by helping to defeat the abortion amendment in November is certainly a good reason. And updating the process and making it harder, more challenging, make it a tougher hill to climb in order to change the Constitution of the state, which it ought to be, just like it is in other states and the U.S. Constitution. But here's something that I like that I don't think has gotten enough play. One of the things that's mentioned in here is that it would require any initiative petition filed on or after January 1st, 2024 with the Secretary of State proposing to amend the Constitution of the State of Ohio be signed by at least 5% of the electors of each county based on the total vote in the county for governor last preceding election. And basically what that says is that unlike what's happened in the past, like what's happening right now with the abortion amendment, what happened with the gambling amendment, outside interests can come in, hire canvassers, and they can spend all their time in Cuyahoga County, Franklin County, Hamilton County, and they can go to a few other places where they might, you know, like around Youngstown and in Toledo and Dayton and things, and they can get enough signatures to get an issue on the ballot But what this would do is it would mean they can't just go to a handful of counties in the urban centers of the state, but they must go to every one of Ohio's 88 counties. Somebody said one time that, well, issue one takes away your voice. It takes away your right to be heard. No, it guarantees the right of people in Monroe County to be heard on these issues. It guarantees the right of people in Washington County or Columbiana County or Holmes County or Tuscarora County. They get to hear to be heard, because no longer would an outside interest be able to come in, hit the major populated counties like Cuyahoga, Franklin, and Hamilton. But they're going to have to send somebody out to each of the counties. I gave an example recently on my Sunday night radio program. I said, let's say this takes something innocuous like rabbit hunting. Now, most people in Cleveland and Columbus probably aren't fans of rabbit hunting. But I'll guarantee if you get down into Monroe County or Washington County or Pickaway County or any number of the more rural sections of the state, rabbit hunting is very popular. And as it is right now, somebody could come in and they could get enough signatures in the Cleveland area, the Columbus area, the Cincinnati area, you know, maybe a couple of other larger cities, and they could put a bill on an amendment in that would ban rabbit hunting in the state of Ohio, because who could possibly be against Fluffy the bunny? And they could pass that without any of the rural citizens of this state having any input in that. The major population centers would completely override their wishes and their voices. And one of the benefits of issue one that'll be on the August 8th ballot is it will require that there are people from every county that are signatures, if I'm reading this correctly, in order to get something on the ballot, which means that the voices of the rural communities across this state will now be heard and respected as it should be in a republic. What do you think about that?
Well, that's right. That's one of the provisions of the issue one. It's not just to raise the threshold to 60%, but that it would include all counties. When it's currently just 44, you only have to have signatures in 44 counties. The new proposal, you'd have to have signatures in every county. And to your point, lots of rural counties do not get the opportunity to sign the petition or object signing to the petition on these issues that are circulated over the years. And again, 172 times since 1912. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this doesn't take away passing a simple law. We still will have that process, and that will be a simple majority. And you can pass and you can circulate that petition for statute in the state of Ohio. This just raises the threshold to amend the Ohio Constitution. And a constitution of the state, as well as our U.S. Constitution, is an important document. And it shouldn't be to where it's, Constitution for hire. Whoever has the biggest checkbook and can come into the state, run slick ads both on radio and TV, and fool enough people to vote for their proposal. And the next thing you know, some kind of really strange law passes in the state of Ohio. And there are some proposals that are out there I think most Ohioans would not benefit from. So in the farming community, for instance, a few years ago, there is a PETA group. This is the people, ethical treatment of animals. They wanted the reduction of farm animals in the state of Ohio and all kinds of things that would have greatly crippled our farming industry and the dairy industry in the state. So the Ohio Farm Bureau is very much in favor of issue one, because they know, they see what's happening in Europe where they're shutting down farming over the notion of climate change. And literally taking farmers and their livelihoods and their livestock and their tradition and basically providing for the rest of us offline and out of business. Well, this is to safeguard against that. That's why the Ohio Farm Bureau is supporting this. Okay, so lots of folks realize that what's at stake here, and they're saying go out, vote yes on issue one.
Absolutely. And when you look at this and you read through this, it's very clear. It's not taking away anybody's vote. It's not taking away anybody's voice. It's just raising things to a higher threshold in order to make sure that the most, the supermajority, I guess we could call it at 60%, I guess that qualifies enough for a supermajority, but that, you know, it will help overcome misinformation, you know, misinformed voters, voters who are ill-informed or completely uninformed, because there's a lot of people who go to the ballot box and they cast their vote just at random. You know, they don't know what they're voting on, or they're just voting what somebody told them, but they don't understand the issue. And so you always get a certain amount of that, but I believe that this will help overcome, because you can fool some people. Some people may not care enough to look into the issue. But if you raise the level to 60%, you reduce the likelihood of people who are simply misinformed or ill-informed or uninformed from being swayed as effectively to pass a major change to a state constitution with 50.00001% of the vote. By raising it to 60%, you can overcome some of that to help make sure that the voice of the people who are informed, who know what's happening, and who have a voice can clearly be heard. I think it protects your vote.
Well, that's right. And, you know, look, being discerning of the times and being discerning of what's before us, well, we have an opportunity here on August 8th to safeguard our Constitution, protect Ohio's Constitution, vote yes on issue one, the Ohio Christian Alliance. We don't take these things easily or lightly to take a position on an issue, but this is an issue we're fully behind and support raising the threshold to 60% and that all 88 counties are represented in any future constitutional amendment process. This does not shut it down. It simply just protects our Constitution. It actually makes it assured that more Ohioans understand what's being proposed of any future constitutional amendments. So, you know, Pastor Al, just really good points that you've made here. And I would say this also about your prayer at the banquet, that we're in a spiritual warfare.
Yes.
When we think about the NARAL and ACLU and really the anti-God group really coming at us with this abortion ballot in November, we have a real challenge in front of us, and it's a spiritual warfare because, you know, God looks at the children as precious in his sight. And, you know, we live in a day and an age where they do not value life. They do not value the child in the womb. They do not value the innocent. Well, as Christians, we are called to be spokesmen in the world in which we live, to be salt and light, to be watchmen on the wall, and that's what we need to do. So I agree with you, Pastor. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so this is a spiritual battle, and I'd ask the folks to pray. Be in prayer between now and the next 40 days until August 8th, the election, and so we can see clear way for victory and safeguard Ohio's Constitution and protect our Ohio pro-life laws.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right that this is a spiritual battle. I think it's the spirit of Moloch, the spirit of Baal worship that we see in the Bible that demanded the sacrifice of children that undergirds this almost insatiable bloodlust that the left seems to have. Abortion has become, for them, a sacrament. It's almost a religious thing for them. And I think that shows that spiritual battle, because the devil has always hated the image of God. And if he can demand the sacrifice of children, that's one of his ways of destroying and as striking against the image of God. And as a pastor, you know, I am certainly all in favor of issue one and urging people to vote yes on issue one on August 8th. And we've got about a little over a minute left. There's no doubt that there's somebody who's concerned. Well, how can you do that as a pastor? Aren't pastors told that they're supposedly not able to do this? Is it possible for pastors to advocate for this?
I'm glad you brought that up, Pastor Al. Absolutely. Pastors and churches can advocate on issues. And you can, your pastor can get up in the pulpit, hold up the bulletin insert, and say, "Get out there and vote yes on issue one." We don't encourage pastors to endorse candidates, but issues they can, and that's the law of a 501c3 and all churches.
Well, and it's certainly a moral issue. Yeah, about 30 seconds left. Chris Long, president of Ohio Christian Alliance, ohioca.org. Check them out. Download the bulletin insert and read up on this important issue. Vote yes on issue one on August 8th. We'll be talking more about it. Thank you, Chris, for being on the radio with us today.
Thank you, Pastor Al. Happy 4th.
Thank you. Happy Independence Day. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night
from 10 to midnight.
And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.